Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, Pete Buttigieg is a nice guy, but I think he needs to be a little bit more proactive because we keep having cluster after cluster happen with our airlines. And I get nervous when people need to get to their sick loved ones in the hospital, like one was trying to fly to get across the country to see her mom. Some of your medications and medical sort of issues require stuff that you're taking in your baggage. So a delayed flight to me is a public health crisis. I know people are sick of hearing public health crises, but it was a cluster and a seventh with what happened over Christmas vacation and the holidays with the airlines. And now we had all flights grounded for 2.5 hours because of a computer failure. 6,000 flights had to be halted. This is the first time this has happened since September 11th. And they say it was because of the NOTAM system, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. But apparently, the flights had to be grounded starting at 4 a.m. Eastern or 7 a.m. Pacific. And it wasn't until 6:30 a.m. that the FAA announced that it had to ground all flights as a result of a crash of its NOTAM system. Now, the NOTAM system allows pilots to read up on all the hazards, weather issues, airport issues. And so pilots need to know where they're going. They need to know what to expect. And it's a system that is not supposed to be crashing. By 9 a.m., however, Eastern time, the issue they said had been resolved. Flights are right now starting to take off. But, of course, it set the day's travel into chaos. And this is something that, again, I just have a feeling that we might be able to prevent some of this chaos. We're being told that this has nothing to do with terrorism, although the government is investigating, which they should. And everybody's probably waiting for Pete Buttigieg to tell us what happened. But this NOTAM system is called the Notice to Air Missions. And it's a notice containing information essential to pilots, according to Daily Mail and other flight personnel. And before commencing a flight, pilots have to consult it. I don't know if you guys have ever peeked into the cockpit and you see the pilots reading something. I think they're reading NOTAM. That's what I think they're doing. I mean, they're also talking and they're also checking all their little buttons and, you know, they're waving to us. And I try to sniff their breath just to make sure nobody's drunk. You know, flirt with the cute ones. But they need to, they are required to consult these. It lists all potential adverse impacts on flights, runway construction, any potential for icing. They say it could be up to 200 pages long for some long-haul international flights. It'll include runway closures, general bird hazard warnings, low-altitude construction obstacles. And so the NOTAMs, are set by the FAA as part of a global safety system. And so if air traffic controllers, you know, can't guarantee that a pilot's flight is going to be without issue, if the NOTAM system is offline, which rarely is, last time this happened was September 11th, the last time we grounded planes was September 11th, pilots just can't take the risk. So air traffic controllers stopped the flights. The White House said there was no evidence of a cyber attack. President Joe Biden directed the Department of Transportation to investigate the cause of the disruption, and Biden addressed the FAA issue before leaving the White House. He said he had just been briefed by Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He said they have not identified what went wrong. Now, again, I don't want to fault Pete for everything that's been happening with the planes. But I just wonder if there's some more proactivity. And if this wasn't a cyber attack, then that means something must have glitched. And these are things that should always be reviewed and anticipated. I think we get used to things and we just expect them to work. And then all of a sudden they don't. And we're like, whoa, what happened? We're always playing catch up. We're always playing defense. And having 6,000 flights delayed, 1,000 flights canceled. Right now I'm seeing on FlightAware, the total delays global is like 14,000. It pretty much jumped. Usually we don't have, and then the delays are now at about 7,100 into and outside the United States. Southwest holding its own, only 9% of their flights canceled, 45% delayed, but they unfortunately are suffering. United is 30% delayed, 34% delayed for Delta. So I would suggest that the Department of Transportation do reviews, do checks, and maybe they are, and we just don't know about it because it doesn't make news. But I think we need to, before the day starts or before the week, say, everybody check your software. Everybody, wasn't it a Southwest Airlines software issue? We're so reliant on computers now and softwares that any glitch grounds everything. In the olden days, you could just hop in a plane and say, all right, guys, we're going to take you. But I get it. For safety reasons, we now, and with all the planes, have you guys ever looked at FlightAware and you see all the planes it covers? You can't even barely see the United States with all the planes in the sky at current times because they're all at different levels of altitude. And you see this, and you're like, wow, how does a bird even fly south, right, for the winter with all those planes in the way. But there, it's a problem. And at some point, people don't want to fly. I have to fly late next week. Not looking forward to it. Luckily, I could always drive if I have to. It's about a 7-hour drive if I only make one pit stop to pee. But I usually have to fly to get to Tahoe. And it's concerning that you can't count on getting where you need to on time. All I can tell you guys is expect more issues. Until somebody is a little bit more transparent about what's been going on and why things are happening, because I understand we're not getting the full story, just assume that any trip you take might be delayed, might be canceled. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so a little bit later today, we'll talk about how we lost some kids. One was a high school student who underwent cardiac arrest, or we're being told a heart attack, in the bathroom. Another young man in the military drops from cardiac arrest. A lot of people are asking questions as to why, and you should ask questions. I think any one of us that has a child, a brother, a niece, nephew, a sibling, loved one, wants to know why we're seeing a lot of young people die or get cardiac arrest. DeMar Hamlin, people still want answers for. DeMar Hamlin, the Bills' safety, is, thank God, going home. We were told today. I thought we were told a day or two ago that he was getting discharged, but today he is on his way home, from what we understand, after surviving a cardiac arrest that happened on the field. We are assuming as doctors watching the footage, that it was probably a commotio cordis sort of injury where he sustained a blow to the chest that interrupted the heart cycle, causing him to go into either VFib, ventricular fibrillation, or cardiac arrest, and then he needed to be resuscitated on the field. Then he had to be resuscitated again in the hospital and put on ventilatory support until his lungs could improve from the damage and until his heart can be trusted to not go into another abnormal rhythm. And here we are today with the medical miracle of Damar Hamlin surviving a cardiac arrest and going home. However, people are still asking, well, was it the commotio cordis or was he another victim of this cardiac arrest or these young individuals collapsing on the field? We still haven't gotten those details yet. And if we do get those details, I don't want to say I'll be the first because sometimes I'm on air earlier than other people or later, but I will try to share that information as soon as I know. But we just need to just take a second and realize where we are today with medicine. And it blows my mind. You could have somebody whose heart stops, and without intervention, Damar Hamlin would have died. And his team intervened, medical crew intervened, hospital, University of Cincinnati did a fantastic job, and here he is alive going home. To survive cardiac arrest is a miracle, an absolute miracle. Sadly, we've had others that haven't survived. And what I think we need to do is, and I know there's a lot of conversations, a lot of debate of what's going on and vaccines and COVID and Wi-Fi. And I mean, there's so many theories as to why many of our younger individuals are starting to sustain severe cardiac issues. But it's a miracle that we are able to save who we're able to save. I'm just blown away. So really quickly, Damar Hamlin 9 days ago had suffered his collapse on the football field Monday night. First quarter, I think it was like 5:18 into the first quarter, had been involved in a tackle, got up, straight seemed to touch his mask, and then he just collapsed. So as I said, could have been a commotio cordis or something else could have happened that simultaneously put him into cardiac arrest. But most of the time when it happens on the field like that, we believe that's what happened. So, according to the Buffalo Bills, they said Hamlin was admitted on Monday, went through a comprehensive medical evaluation, as well as a series of cardiac, neurological, and vascular testing on Tuesday. Dr. Nadler, Jamie Nadler, critical care physician and chief quality officer at Kaleida Health, and the team lead for Hamlin said, "We have completed a series of tests and evaluation, and in consultation with the team physicians, we are confident that Damar can be safely discharged to continue his rehabilitation at home and with the Bills." Amen. Bravo. This is fantastic. Yeah, and I mean, I pray, and with my patients, any of them that were hospitalized, I prayed. I prayed they got a better doctor than me. But no, with the grace of God, we are seeing miracles. And we're having difficulty explaining why some people can live and some people don't. Now, people always ask me, spiritually, what do I think's going on? My mom's brother was only 13 years old when he died of leukemia. Why did he get leukemia? They all lived in the southwest United States when there was nuclear testing. Why him? And, you know, why? You know, he was a genius. He was two grades above where he would, where the other kids were. He was a concert pianist. He was a genius, and I'm not saying that because he was a family member of mine. Because trust me, I could be as dumb as they come, but he really had some gifts. And so the only explanation I have is God looks at us and He has jobs for us, and the meaning of life is this is a job interview, and God watches us and He sees what we do, and He watches what we do, and then for the afterlife, He has a job for us. So He's probably watching me go, and I'm definitely not going to have her sing with the angels. Keep her away from the singing. She's not going to cook. You know, maybe we'll put her in shipping and receiving. Definitely not accounting, because I see the way she manages her checkbook. And so I think he sees what we do, and then, and when we have these angels that get lost, these kids that are, that, you know, didn't do a bad thing in their life, it's probably because God needs that soul with him, and he needs them to do a job, in the other dimension that follows life on earth. That's how I look at it. Maybe you all think, okay, I'm out of it. You know, once death happens, it's all black and done, and you have no recollection. But I don't believe that. I really do believe in an afterlife. I don't know what religion that follows, but I just believe that we have a job to do. And our job may be here, or our job may be up there, or our job may be down there. Maybe Satan has some work for us. And so, power of prayer, I think God's a forgiving God, and I think if God wants us to do more work down here, he will allow it to happen. But our medical advancements are unbelievably advanced. To take somebody who could be possibly, you know, on the verge of death and bring them back and allow them to walk and, you know, talk and be among us. People always ask, what about the ethical issues? You know, if you have a child that was born premature, or you have somebody who has genetic defects, are we advancing the human race by saving them or not? I think we are. I think we do advance. People always say, well, it's supposed to be survival of the fittest. So if we help those who are ill, we're not advancing our survival. I think it's the opposite. I think the more we advance our tech, the more we advance our medicine, the more we realize that just because somebody has issues with their motor skills doesn't mean they don't have a lot of things that they could add, you know, from an intellectual standpoint or from an emotional standpoint. We all have a purpose. And even if somebody does need care, that does hold a purpose. Anytime I have, you know, been involved in somebody's care, it made me a better person. And it taught me. So nobody should ever feel like they are a burden on society or they are, a quote-unquote waste of a life. Not even. We all have a role, whether it includes our disabilities, whether it includes our shortcomings, whether it includes our strengths. We learn from this. And the people who have died and didn't make it with cardiac arrest has given us that knowledge to help recuperate and resuscitate people who are undergoing cardiac arrest. So we've all had, I don't think my father's death was in vain. I don't think my uncle's death was in vain. So we all have a role, we all have a job, but when it comes to medical advancement, we need to be very, very careful on how we move forward in terms of vilifying pharmaceutical companies, vilifying the medical industry, trying to limit some of the profits, because some of these technologies on what we're able to do does cost money. And the fact that we have, an Alzheimer's drug that costs $26,000 a year, that's a lot of money, $26,000 a year. But do we really, really now have a drug that could slow down one of the most common neurodegenerative conditions? That's flipping amazing. And it blows my mind. We're able to, Jimmy Carter at stage 4 melanoma. And he is alive and well. Our former president with stage 4 melanoma. So some of our advancements are amazing, but they take time, they take money, they take patience. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News update. The grounding of nearly every commercial airliner this morning because of a computer outage is over. But former FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt says the schedule damage is done.
If an airplane is 2 hours leaving Atlanta, then it won't get to its next destination 2 hours late. Crews can get illegal. They can only fly so much in a day. It's going to have a rumbling and accumulating effect.
The White House says there's no evidence of a cyber attack on the Notice to Air Missions computer. In Northern California, they're bracing for another big storm, while many are not even beginning to recover from the last one. And the governor says four more atmospheric rivers will hit California in the next 10 days. Mortgage rates have dropped barely, but it is enough to see an uptick in applications for new homes. The average rate for a 30-year fixed loan is now 6.4%. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of us, when we're sick, we cuddle up with the kitty cats and the doggies. I know I do. I love my kitty cats. I love my dogs. And all I want to do is feel better. And cats and dogs seem to have this protection. Do you notice that? You could have a stomach flu, dog and cat doesn't throw up. You could have a flu, cough, cold. Most of the time, your dog and cat doesn't have that problem. But then, during COVID, we learned your dogs and cats can get sick. We didn't necessarily at the time think that we could give our COVID to them at the time. What we thought is they could be a Trojan horse, meaning they could carry it. And we told people to avoid hugging one of the dogs or the kitty cats, letting them travel across the room to another cat, another dog, and then, or to another human, and then giving them the COVID. So originally we thought, you know what, these are things that we just have to kind of be aware of, that maybe it'll live on their fur. Well, now we're being told that animals are a pretty big reservoir, much more widespread in terms of COVID. This, to me, does not negate any theories we have on the lab leak theory, which I don't even think should be a theory anymore. China has had its history of labs and SARS being leaked. So as far as I'm concerned, I think we could be a little bit more conclusive. But animals can carry COVID. And with this, they may play a role in some of these variants, although my working theory is the variants are still being leaked or being made in these labs, even if it's inadvertently. So one article from National Geographic discusses how COVID-19 is more widespread in animals, including lions and tigers and bears, oh my, and big hairy armadillos. They say that these animals, many of them have the potential to be infected with SARS-CoV-2. The virus has been detected in more than 100 domestic cats and dogs, tigers, lions, gorillas, snow leopards, spotted hyenas. This is according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. There was positive cases in binturong, Kuwaiti, cougar, domestic ferret, fishing cat, lynx, mandrill, squirrel, monkey. In the United States, only three wild species, mink, mule deer, and white-tailed deer, have tested positive. Cases have been detected elsewhere in the world, like black-tailed marmosets, armadillos, they're called big hairy armadillos, and leopard. The thing is probably more, it's just people don't necessarily go up to animals. I mean, I am not going to go up to a cobra. I'm not going to test a black widow spider. So I think there's a chance they could carry it too. They believe it's because of the ACE2 receptor that we have, where the receptor plays this role in regulating blood pressure, other physiological functions, and that is where the SARS-CoV enters the body. It's widespread in our airways and multiple parts of our body. So with that, what could we do? Now, I know we want to be very, very careful when it comes to studying animals. And PETA has made it very clear that many of these studies cause harm, cause trauma, are painful, and cause the death of these animals. But in terms of vaccines, in terms of vaccine safety, in terms of medication safety, having animals that can, you know, be exposed or carry the virus could offer us some education without us hurting the animals when we study them. The USDA is now trying to develop tools to identify COVID in animals. The USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service is implementing a $300 million provision in the American Rescue Plan Act to monitor susceptible animals for the COVID virus. Yes, $300 million is a lot. This American Rescue Plan, I guess it's because it's trying to rescue the animals or it's trying to rescue us. They say the investment ensures we are taking steps necessary to safeguard our nation's animal health and further public health. Are we having animals die of COVID? Can COVID kill animals? It can. I think we have some bigger fish to fry. I think there's a lot of other diseases that hurt our animals. So we know they're reservoirs. We know that our animals will, and by reservoir meaning allow an animal, allow a pathogen to grow, propagate, even if it doesn't necessarily hurt that animal. It can, but it doesn't necessarily have to. And then able to jump to humans. But, you know, with this, what did China do? China started killing the pets. That's not the answer. That's gruesome. It's brutal. It's devastating. Imagine losing your pet because the government thinks that it'll carry an infectious disease. That's horrifying. Now, they could be right in that animals carry the disease, but doesn't mean you have to kill them. Rabies, I get. The animal's going to die of rabies anyway. Euthanize, make sure their death isn't, because a rabies death is a very painful death. Though I understand why we euthanize with rabies, but I don't think we have to euthanize with COVID. But we have all become microbiologists and pathologists and scientists these days with what happened with COVID, that now people want to know, well, you know, what are we doing with our animals? How clean, how safe it is it to have animals? For some individuals, having an animal is not safe at all. For others, it's a lifesaver. And we have been learning year after year how much these animals are lifesavers. Did you see that dog attack that little kid and the cat jumped on the dog to get the dog off the kid? I'm a big fan of dogs. I'm even a bigger fan of cats. But that cat saved that kid's life who was getting mauled by a dog. On the other end, we've had kids mauled by dogs. Dogs will attack little kids. Look at what happened with the pit bull that jumped on that boy we spoke about yesterday. He's in the ICU. He's in the PACU right now, and PICU, and he's the pediatric ICU. And three pit bulls jumped the kid, took him off his bike. And so, you know, animals are animals. And we've domesticated them. We've learned to live with them. We've trained them. There are support dogs for some of us. We take them on planes. I always love seeing a little puppy on a plane. It's like, oh, it's so sweet. I wish I could say my animals are support animals. I don't need support animals, but I got to tell you, they cheer me up. I come home, all I do is smile, unless I see the pee-pee house or the throw-up or the dog, you know, wreck the house. Then maybe I get grumpy. But for the most part, they just bring joy. But our animals can introduce pathogens. Our animals can make us sick. Now, I adopted pets before my children were born just because it just happened that way. There was rescue dog. Somebody needed this dog rescue or adopted, so we adopted before Stone was born. And then a couple years later, there was another rescue dog, and it just ended up happening that we adopted him before Brock was born. And amazingly, my boys didn't have the allergies or the asthma that run in the family. And one theory is pets, before the child is born, if the pets are in the house, it might help their immune system. And I have always credited having those dogs making my boys less allergic, knock on wood. So I'm on the side of animals doing more good than not. Except, of course, to your shoes and your slippers and your clothes and your bedding and your beach towels, which apparently my cats love to pee up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show. So we've had another 2 deaths that have been reported in young men. One was an 18-year-old Las Vegas student who we were originally told had a heart attack in the bathroom. Wouldn't call it a heart attack. That we don't usually see heart attacks per se. Could be cardiac arrest. And then other sources are saying it was a cardiac arrest where the heart stopped. Big difference. Remember, heart attack we usually use as a term where something happens to the heart muscle, either from arteriosclerosis or damage or lack of oxygen or blood flow, you get an attack to the heart. You could survive and live through it. You could feel it. or it could put you into cardiac arrest. Cardiac arrest might be more electrical, or, as we saw with Damar Hamlin, possibly a commotio cordis, a blow to the chest that interrupts the rhythm. Or a cardiac arrest could happen because there's inflammation of the heart and then the heart just stops working. So I know it seems like semantics, but there's really a difference in saying heart attack from cardiac arrest, even though somebody could say, well, any electrical problem is an attack on the heart. It's an assault on the heart. Well, yeah, but there's a little bit of a difference. So we have had some clarification, although we do not have a coroner's report on an 18-year-old high school student. He was in the bathroom, found unresponsive, and they believe he suffered from cardiac arrest. This was at the Amplis Academy in Las Vegas. And by the time he was found, they said emergency personnel could not save him. And we don't know how long he was out. We still don't know any details, but our hearts and prayers are with Jordan Brister's family. He was only 18, and he had died January 8th. We have a cadet, an Air Force cadet, who's a lineman, and Hunter Brown had died at the age of 21 after experiencing a medical emergency after he left his dorm for class. He wasn't on the field, but he would play in football and was on his way to class and for some reason went into cardiac or a medical emergency. First responders tried to save his life, resuscitate him, and they couldn't. So, daily, people keep asking, what are these? What's going on? When is somebody going to bring up the question that this could be something we are doing to these kids that might be causing an uptick in cardiac arrest? I don't have the numbers in how much of an uptick we have. The ranges we're getting is anywhere from 2,000 to 2,500 kids or young adults die each year. And that number also existed back in 2019. And to see 2,000 to 2,500 young adults or teenagers die of cardiac arrest is, to me, 2,500 too many. Are they going up? Are the numbers going up? And I understand many people are like, are they going to tell us if they're going up? It seems like there's more of an incidence because we hear about it now. And we have all this data, all this news, and as soon as somebody loses their life, it gets all over the news. And we have seemed to have many individuals and people with medical emergencies these days. So I can understand if somebody said the incidence is up, I could believe them. But if somebody says it's not up, it's just we're talking about it more and we never really covered, you know, extensively somebody passing because we didn't have GoFundMe pages and we didn't have news and we didn't have commentary. I can't comment on it. Seems to me that we are having more. Now, why is that? Is it because we're doing less screening? Are we doing poorer cardiac screening? Is it that COVID could be causing myocarditis, heart-related issues, long COVID affecting the heart? Could it be the vaccine? Could it be many people got the vaccine and either the spike proteins or the immune response from it could be affecting the heart? These are questions that do need answers because parents are freaked out. And what do you do? If you do have a young loved one that is at the Air Force going to class, how do you know they're not going to drop from a medical emergency? Now, when you hear medical emergency, that doesn't necessarily always mean heart. A medical emergency could be a stroke. My husband and I have a friend who had strokes when he was in his 20s. This was back in the 80s. Didn't necessarily, you know, happen post-COVID or post-COVID vaccine. Stroke could happen, a seizure could also be a medical emergency. Somebody going into cardiac arrest, it could not only be from a medication or infection or drugs or, we anticipate our bodies work 100% of the time. And sometimes we don't have an explanation. Now, we want answers. When Ashari Hughes had died on the flag football field, and we found out that it was an anomaly of a right coronary artery. The coroner had published a report, local Fox 5, and then News 3 covered it, and so we then knew, okay, there was something structurally that could have been wrong with the heart. But we don't have answers on this boy who was found unresponsive in the bathroom in Las Vegas. We don't really have answers yet. Family may want privacy, but people want answers. There was a reporter who just had a medical event. I don't know if you heard about this. This was a day or two ago. She was on the news reporting, started to have a medical event, and she looked like she was about to collapse. And they switched over to the anchor, and she had posted she's fine, but she has a previous medical condition that explains what happens. And she says this was not related to the COVID vaccine. We're going to talk about that. But, parents are nervous, and people are a little nervous. And I brought this up yesterday. Either we need to educate people on how this can happen, and it could happen in 2,000 to 2,500 of us a year, or if we are having an uptick, why are we? And if there are any vulnerabilities, do we need to do things differently? If some of these individuals had a pericarditis or myocarditis from COVID, let's say, and then they ended up having cardiac issues, then we might need to know, look, for some of us, COVID is affecting the heart, giving us chest pain. Those people might be cardiac vulnerable. Same thing with the vaccine. When I got the vaccine, I had horrible chest pain. After I got the vaccine, it was bad, and it was left like an idiot. I got it in my left arm, the new bivalent. So I had left arm pain, left chest pain. Thank God it wasn't anything serious, but could there be a link with the vaccine, myocarditis, and then cardiac arrest? So once the story is out there, people want answers. And I understand the family needs privacy. And every time somebody dies, I see people online saying it's the vaccine, it's the vaccine. I understand that's a working theory, and it should be a theory, but it can't be the only theory. Because if there is something going on, I had a patient call up saying she's having a Wi-Fi reaction, that the Wi-Fi is making her sick. Now, I'm surrounded by Wi-Fi. I saw that study of those students who did a science fair project in Amsterdam where they had plants a certain foot distance from the Wi-Fi or the router and how the plants died that were closer to the router. Again, not the most scientific experiment, but who knows? Is there something going on with our phones? It doesn't have to do with our laptops and our computers. Doesn't have to do with us sitting for hours doing online school or gaming. Is it all the salt? Is it the food we're eating? So there are a lot of working theories, working questions, and when we see young people die who did nothing wrong but go to the bathroom or walk to class, it makes us nervous. So I understand. Keep the questions coming. Hopefully we'll have some answers soon. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.